Beginning of page. LDSS 3421 AD open parenthesis revision 5/23 close parenthesis. This information is being provided in this alternate format for informational purposes only. In order to apply, you must submit an application in written, non-alternative format. Home Energy Assistance Program Application. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired and need this application in an alternative format, you may request one from your social services district. For additional information regarding the types of formats available and how you can request an application in an alternative format, see the attached instructions or visit www.otda.ny.gov. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired, would you like to receive written notices in an alternative format? Blank text field yes. Blank text field no. If yes, check the type of format you would like. Blank text field large print. Blank text field data CD. Blank text field audio CD. Blank text field braille, if you assert that none of the other alternative formats will be equally effective for you. If you require another accommodation, please contact your social services district. Beginning of page 1. LDSS 3421 AD open parenthesis revision 5/23 close parenthesis home energy assistance program application. Please read the instructions attached to the back of the application. Answer all questions. Please print clearly and sign the form in section 9. Section 1, applicant information. Gender identity, ethnicity, and race are optional. For gender identity, please use the following, male, female, non-binary, X, transgender, prefer not to say, or different identity open parenthesis please describe close parenthesis. To identify race, please use the following, American Indian or Alaska Native open parenthesis I close parenthesis, Asian open parenthesis A close parenthesis, Black or African American open parenthesis B close parenthesis, multi-race open parenthesis M close parenthesis, Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander open parenthesis P close parenthesis, White open parenthesis W close parenthesis, Other open parenthesis O close parenthesis. 1. First name, blank text field. MI, blank text field. Last name, blank text field. Date of birth, blank text field. Sex. Checkbox male. Checkbox female. Checkbox X. Gender identity open parenthesis optional close parenthesis, blank text field. Social security number, blank text field. Citizen slash US national or qualified non-citizen. Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Ethnicity, Hispanic, Latino or Spanish origin open parenthesis optional close parenthesis checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Race, open parenthesis optional close parenthesis blank text field. 2. Street address, blank text field. County, blank text field. City, blank text field. State, blank text field. Zip, blank text field. Length of time at this address, blank text field. 3. Mailing address if different from above, blank text field. 4. Daytime phone number, blank text field. Best time to call, blank text field. 5. Other names by which I have been known are, blank text field. 6. Have you ever applied for HEAP? Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. If yes, what was the date of your last application? Blank text field. 7. If an interview is required, please select your preference, checkbox phone interview. Checkbox in-person interview. 8. What language do you prefer to speak? Blank text field. What language do you prefer to read? Blank text field. 9. Will you require a free interpreter? Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. 10. Do you or does anyone living at your address get or have recently applied for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program (SNAP) or Temporary Assistance (TA)? Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. If yes, who? Blank text field case number, blank text field. 11. Is anyone in the household disabled or blind? Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. If yes, who? Blank text field. 12. Is anyone in your household a veteran? Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. If yes, who? Blank text field. Beginning of page 2. LDSS 3421AD (Revision 5/23) Section 2, Household Information. List the people who live with you. Attach additional sheets as needed. Gender identity, ethnicity, and race are optional. For gender identity, please use the following: male, female, non-binary, X, transgender, prefer not to say, or different identity (please describe). To identify race, please use the following: American Indian or Alaska Native (I). Asian (A). Black or African American (B). Multi-race (M). Native Hawaiian or other. Pacific Islander (P). White (W). Other (O). First name, blank text field. MI, blank text field. Last name, blank text field. Date of birth, blank text field. Sex. Checkbox male. Checkbox female. Checkbox X. Gender identity (optional). Blank text field. Relationship to applicant, blank text field. Social security number, blank text field. Citizen/US national or qualified non-citizen. Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Ethnicity, Hispanic, Latino or Spanish origin (optional). Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Race, (optional). Blank text field. First name, blank text field. MI, blank text field. Last name, blank text field. Date of birth, blank text field. Sex. Checkbox male. Checkbox female. Checkbox X. Gender identity (optional). Blank text field. Relationship to applicant, blank text field. Social security number, blank text field. Citizen/US national or qualified non-citizen. Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Ethnicity, Hispanic, Latino or Spanish origin (optional). Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Race, (optional). Blank text field. First name, blank text field. MI, blank text field. Last name, blank text field. Date of birth, blank text field. Sex. Checkbox male. Checkbox female. Checkbox X. Gender identity (optional). Blank text field. Relationship to applicant, blank text field. Social security number, blank text field. Citizen/US national or qualified non-citizen. Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Ethnicity, Hispanic, Latino or Spanish origin (optional). Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Race, (optional). Blank text field. First name, blank text field. MI, blank text field. Last name, blank text field. Date of birth, blank text field. 6. Checkbox male. Checkbox female. Checkbox X. Gender identity open parenthesis optional close parenthesis, blank text field. Relationship to applicant, blank text field. Social security number, blank text field. Citizen slash US national or qualified non-dash citizen. Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Ethnicity, Hispanic, Latino or Spanish origin open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Race, open parenthesis optional close parenthesis blank text field. First name, blank text field. MI, blank text field. Last name, blank text field. Date of birth, blank text field. 6. Checkbox male. Checkbox female. Checkbox X. Gender identity open parenthesis optional close parenthesis, blank text field. Relationship to applicant, blank text field. Social security number, blank text field. Citizen slash US national or qualified non-dash citizen. Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Ethnicity, Hispanic, Latino or Spanish origin open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Race, open parenthesis optional close parenthesis blank text field. First name, blank text field. MI, blank text field. Last name, blank text field. Date of birth, blank text field. 6. Checkbox male. Checkbox female. Checkbox X. Gender identity open parenthesis optional close parenthesis, blank text field. Relationship to applicant, blank text field. Social security number, blank text field. Citizen slash US national or qualified non-dash citizen. Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Ethnicity, Hispanic, Latino or Spanish origin open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Race, open parenthesis optional close parenthesis blank text field. Total number of household members, blank text field. Beginning of page 3. LDSS 3421AD open parenthesis revision 5/23 close parenthesis section 3, housing information. 1. Select the box that most accurately describes your housing situation. Homeowner. Checkbox single family house or manufactured home. Checkbox multi-family house, list number of units blank text field. Checkbox co-op/condo owner. Checkbox life estate/life use. Renter. Checkbox private house, apartment, or manufactured home. Subsidized rent. Checkbox private subsidized housing. Checkbox public housing project or senior housing. Checkbox public subsidized housing. Other. Checkbox I live with someone else and share expenses. Checkbox I pay for a room. Checkbox I pay room and board. Checkbox permanent hotel/motel. Checkbox other living situation, blank text field. 2. My monthly rent or mortgage payment is, $ blank text field. Checkbox none. 3. If applicable, the name of the apartment building or housing complex you live in, blank text field section 4, heat and utility information. 1. Do you pay for heat? Checkbox yes-please complete the information below. Checkbox no. My main source of heat is. Checkbox natural gas. Checkbox fuel oil. Checkbox electric. Checkbox coal or corn. Checkbox wood/wood pellets. Checkbox kerosene. Checkbox propane or bottle gas. Checkbox other blank text field. My fuel tank is. Checkbox individual tank. Checkbox metered tank. Is the heating bill in your name? Checkbox yes. Check box no. If no, name on the bill, blank text field. Relationship to you, blank text field. Are you directly responsible to pay the bill? Check box yes. Check box no. Your heating account number is, blank text field. Your heating company's name, blank text field. Your heating company's address, blank text field. 2. Do you pay a separate electric bill for utilities other than heat? Check box yes-please complete the information below. Check box no. Is the electric bill in your name? Check box yes. Check box no. If no, name on bill, blank text field. Your electric account number is, blank text field. Your electric company's name, blank text field. Your electric company's address, blank text field. Is electricity necessary to run the furnace? Check box yes. Check box no. Is electricity necessary to operate the thermostat in your apartment? Check box yes. Check box no. 3. Is heat included in your rent? Check box yes. Check box no. 4. Is electricity included in your rent? Check box yes. Check box no. Beginning of page 4. LDSS 3421AD open parenthesis revision 5/23 close parenthesis section 5, household income. Provide income information for all members of the household, including yourself, for the previous month. Applicant must provide proof of income. Applicant may attest to income information on behalf of other household members. Source of income is the employer name, Social Security, Social Security disability, child support, rental income, unemployment, etc. Frequency is how often you are paid, weekly, monthly, bi-weekly, etc. Gross amount is amount paid to you before deductions. If receiving Medicare, please enter gross amount and indicate amounts paid for Part B and/or D. Name of who receives blank text field. Source of income blank text field. Frequency blank text field. Gross amount blank text field. Medicare Part B and/or D blank text field. Name of who receives blank text field. Source of income blank text field. Frequency blank text field. Gross amount blank text field. Medicare Part B and/or D blank text field. Name of who receives blank text field. Source of income blank text field. Frequency blank text field. Gross amount blank text field. Medicare Part B and/or D blank text field. Name of who receives blank text field. Source of income blank text field. Frequency blank text field. Gross amount blank text field. Medicare Part B and/or D blank text field. Name of who receives blank text field. Source of income blank text field. Frequency blank text field. Gross amount blank text field. Medicare Part B and/or D blank text field. Name of who receives blank text field. Source of income blank text field. Frequency blank text field. Gross amount blank text field. Medicare Part B and/or D blank text field. Name of who receives blank text field. Source of income blank text field. Frequency blank text field. Gross amount blank text field. Medicare Part B and/or D blank text field. Name of who receives blank text field. Source of income blank text field. Frequency blank text field. Gross amount blank text field. Medicare Part B and/or D blank text field. Name of who receives blank text field. Source of income blank text field. Frequency blank text field. Gross amount blank text field. Medicare Part B and/or D blank text field. Is there anyone in your household age 18 or older who does not have any income from any source? Check box yes. Check box no. If yes, list all members with no income, blank text field. Is there anyone in your household who is a full-time dependent high school or college student? Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. If yes, list members, blank text field section 6, other sources of income. 1. Do you receive rental income? Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. If yes, what is the gross monthly amount? $ blank text field. 2. Do you receive room/board? Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. If yes, what is the gross monthly amount? $ blank text field. 3. Do you receive self-employment income? Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Type of business? Blank text field. If yes, you may choose to have your rental and/or self-employment income calculated based on your filed federal tax return for the current year or prior tax year if you have not yet filed for the current year, including all applicable schedules, or based on the 3 (3) months prior to your application. Please choose one method. Checkbox filed federal tax return. Checkbox 3 months. Beginning of page 5. LDSS 3421AD (revision 5/23). 4. Did your household receive any interest or investment income from savings, checking, CDs, money market accounts, stocks, bonds, securities, or distributions from IRA, 401k, or annuities, etc.? Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. If yes, please enter below. List each account separately. Type of account blank text field. Amount received year-to-date $ blank text field. Name of bank/source of dividend or distribution blank text field. Type of account blank text field. Amount received year-to-date $ blank text field. Name of bank/source of dividend or distribution blank text field. Type of account blank text field. Amount received year-to-date $ blank text field. Name of bank/source of dividend or distribution blank text field. 5. Is there any other income from any other source? Checkbox yes. Checkbox no. Source, blank text field. Who receives? Blank text field. What is the gross monthly amount? $ blank text field. Section 7, Important Notices. Important Notice. You should be aware that there is limited money available for HEAP benefit payments. Once available money is exhausted, no benefits will be issued, therefore, it is strongly recommended that you complete and submit your application as soon as possible. Personal Privacy Law-Notification to Clients. The state's Personal Privacy Protection Law, which took effect September 1, 1984, states that we must tell you what the state will do with the information you give us about yourself and your family. We use the information to find out if you are eligible for the Home Energy Assistance Program and, if so, for how much. The section of the law that gives us the right to collect the information about you is Section 21 of the Social Services Law. To make sure that you are getting all of the assistance you and your family are legally entitled to receive, we check with other sources to find out more about the information you have given us. For example, bullet, we may check to find out if you or anyone in your household were working. We do this by sending your name and social security number to the State Department of Taxation and Finance, and also to known employers, to tell us whether you worked and, if so, how much you made. Bullet, we may ask the state to check with the Unemployment Insurance Division to see if you or anyone in your household were getting unemployment benefits. Bullet, we may check with banks to make sure we know about any income you or anyone in your household may have received. Besides using the information you provided in this application, the state also uses the information to prepare statistics about all the people receiving home energy assistance. This information is used for program planning and management. The information is used for quality control by the state to make sure local districts are doing the best job they can. It is used to verify who your energy supplier is and to make certain payments to such vendors. Your failure to provide us with the information we need may prevent us from finding out if you are eligible for assistance, and we may then have to deny your application. This information is kept by the Commissioner, Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, 40 North Pearl Street, Albany, New York 12243-0001. Do not send your application to this address. Beginning of page 6. LDSS 3421AD open parenthesis revision 5/23 close parenthesis. Section 8, Authorized Representative. You can designate someone who knows your household circumstances to be your authorized representative. Your authorized representative may complete and file your HEAP application, contact the agency, and speak with your worker, have access to eligibility information in your case file, complete all forms for you, provide documentation, appeal agency decisions. You must still sign this application. The authorized representative designation will remain in effect for the current HEAP program year unless revoked by you. Each HEAP program year you will be asked if you want to designate an authorized representative. I would like to designate an authorized representative. Check box yes-complete information below. Check box no. Name of authorized representative, blank text field. Address, blank text field. Phone number, blank text field. Section 9, Consent and Signature. Read the important information below. I swear and slash or affirm that the information given on this application is true and correct. I realize that any false statements or other misrepresentation knowingly made by me in connection with this application and subsequent requests for HEAP assistance may result in my being found ineligible for the assistance paid to me or on my behalf. Additionally, any false statement or misrepresentation knowingly made by me for purposes of obtaining assistance under this program may result in an action against me which may subject me to civil and/or criminal penalties. Consent. I understand that by signing this application/certification, I consent to any investigation to verify or confirm the information I have given and other investigation by any authorized government agency in connection with this and any other requests for Home Energy Assistance Program open parenthesis HEAP close parenthesis benefits. I also consent to allow the information provided on this application to be used in referrals to available weatherization assistance programs and my utility company's low-income programs. I understand that the state will use my social security number to verify with my home energy vendors the receipt of HEAP. This authorization also includes permission for any of my home energy vendors open parenthesis including my utility close parenthesis to release certain statistical information, including but not limited to, my electricity usage, electricity cost, fuel consumption, fuel type, annual fuel cost and payment history to the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, the local social services district and the United States Department of Health and Human Services for the purposes of low income. Home Energy Assistance Program open parenthesis LIHEAP close parenthesis performance measurement. To get HEAP, all questions must be answered, and your application must be signed and dated below. Name open parenthesis print close parenthesis blank text field. Signature blank text field. Date, blank text field. Name of person, if any who assisted you, blank text field. Phone number, blank text field. Beginning of page 7. LDSS 3421AD open parenthesis revision 5/23 close parenthesis. This page intentionally left blank. Beginning of page 8. LDSS 3421AD open parenthesis revision 5/23 close parenthesis. This page intentionally left blank. Beginning of page 9. LDSS 3421AD open parenthesis revision 5/23 close parenthesis New York State Home Energy Assistance Program open parenthesis HEAP close parenthesis. Application instructions. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired and need an application or these instructions in an alternative format, you may request them from your social services district (SSD). The following alternative formats are available: bullet, large print, bullet, data format (a screen reader - accessible electronic file ), bullet, audio format (an audio transcription of the instructions or application questions ), and bullet, braille, if you assert that none of the alternative formats above will be equally effective for you. Applications and instructions are also available for download in large print, data format, and audio format from otda.ny.gov. Please note that applications are available in audio format and braille solely for informational purposes. In order to apply, you must submit an application in written, non-alternative format. If you have any disabilities that prevent you from completing this application and/or from waiting to be interviewed, please notify your SSD. The SSD will make every effort to provide a reasonable accommodation to address your needs. If you require another accommodation, or need other help completing this application, please contact your SSD. We are committed to assisting and supporting you in a professional and respectful manner. Alternative formats. Check (yes) or (no) to indicate whether you are blind or seriously visually impaired and would like to receive written notices in an alternative format. If (yes), check the type of format you would like. Alternative formats are available in large print, data CD, audio CD, or braille, if you assert that none of the other alternative formats are equally effective for you. If you require another accommodation, or need other help completing this application, please contact your SSD. Beginning of page 10. LDSS 3421AD (revision 5/23). Important information about program dates. HEAP benefits are only available when the program is open. The opening and closing dates are determined for each program year. Opening dates for the regular benefit and the emergency benefit components may be different. Information on the opening and closing dates for this year's program can be found on the OTDA website at otda.ny.gov or by calling our toll-free number at 1-800-342-3009. Instructions for completing the application. Complete sections 1 through 9 and answer all questions. Who should complete and sign the application? The application should be completed by the person who has primary and direct responsibility for payment of the heating bill or the primary tenant if heat is included in the rent. What address should I list? You must list your current address. This must be your permanent and primary residence. Why do you need my daytime phone number? It is important to list a phone number where you can be reached. This will assist in timely processing of your application if additional information is required. Will I need an interview? Some applicants may be required to have an interview. You may choose to have a phone interview or to have an in-person interview. Please indicate your interview preference in Section 1. Completion of this section does not mean you will be required to have an interview. Who should I list as household members? List everyone who lives in your house, even if they are not related to you or contributing financially to your household. You may be required to provide proof of identity for all household members. List yourself first in Section 1. All additional household members should be listed in Section 2. If there are more members in your household, please attach a separate sheet of paper. If you live alone, proceed to Section 3. Gender identity (optional). New York State ensures your right to access state benefits and/or services regardless of sex, gender identity, or expression. You must report your sex and the sex of all household members as male, female or X. The sex you report here must be the same as what is currently on file with the United States Social Security Administration. The sex you report is needed to process your application. It will not appear on any benefit card you may receive or any other public-facing document. Gender identity is how you perceive yourself and what you call yourself. Your gender identity can be the same as or different from your sex assigned at birth. Gender identity is not required for this application. If your gender identity, or the gender identity of anyone in your household, is different than the sex you report for that person and you would like to provide that person's gender identity, print open quote male close quote, open quote female close quote, open quote non-binary close quote, open quote X close quote, open quote transgender close quote, open quote prefer not to say close quote or open quote different identity close quote in the space provided. If you print open quote different identity close quote, you may choose to describe that person's gender identity in the space provided. Beginning of page 11. LDSS 3421AD open parenthesis revision 5/23 close parenthesis. Race/ethnicity information open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Providing this information is voluntary. It will not affect the eligibility of the persons applying or the level of benefits received. The reason for requesting this information is to ensure that program benefits are distributed without regard to race, color, or national origin. To identify race, please use the following, American Indian or Alaska Native open parenthesis I close parenthesis, Asian open parenthesis A close parenthesis, Black or African American open parenthesis B close parenthesis, Multi-race open parenthesis M close parenthesis, Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander open parenthesis P close parenthesis, White open parenthesis W close parenthesis, Other open parenthesis O close parenthesis. Citizen/qualified non-citizen information. In order to receive HEAP, a member of your household must be a U.S. citizen, qualified non-citizen, or U.S. non-citizen national. For additional information on what constitutes a qualified non-citizen or U.S. non-citizen national, please contact the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance Hotline at 1-800-342-3009 or visit the OTDA website at otda.ny.gov. Why do I need to provide Social Security numbers? Social Security numbers must be listed for all household members that have a Social Security number. The information is validated with data from the Social Security Administration. If any member does not have a Social Security number but has applied for one, write the word open quote applied close quote in the Social Security number box. If a household member does not have a Social Security number, write the word open quote none close quote in the Social Security number box. This information may be used to perform data matches with other state and federal agencies for the purposes of verifying your household's HEAP eligibility. Housing information. Please check the box that most accurately represents your housing situation. Heating situation. Make sure to answer all 4 open parenthesis 4 close parenthesis questions. How should I complete the income section? Will I need to provide proof? List all income for all household members. All amounts should be entered as gross income prior to any deductions. Deductions include, but are not limited to, income taxes, child support, garnishments, health insurance, and union dues. You are required to submit documentation of all earned income, including self-employment and rental income. You may be required to provide proof of other income. Please see page 15 of the application instructions for specific types of acceptable documentation. Do not submit originals, they will not be returned. Eligibility will be based on your household's gross monthly income for the month of application. Please enter the amount of your Social Security before any deductions for Medicare. List separately the amounts that you pay for Medicare Part B and /or D. Amounts for Medicare Parts B and D are excluded as income. Enter only the interest or dividend portions of bank accounts, CDs, stocks, bonds, or other investment income. List each account separately. If you need more space, attach additional sheets. Enter the amount received for the year to date. What does authorized representative mean? An authorized representative is a person who may act as your agent for HEAP purposes as listed in Section 8 on the application. Authorized representative status is for the current program only, and you may revoke it at any time during the program by submitting a statement to your local social services district. Since this person may be providing information on your behalf, it should be someone who knows your circumstances. Motor voter registration open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Please include the motor voter form with your application. Complete this form if you are not registered to vote and you want to register. This does not affect your HEAP eligibility or benefit amount. Beginning of page 12. LDSS 3421AD open parenthesis revision 5/23 close parenthesis. What will I need to apply? New applicants will need to include the following documentation along with your application. Bullet. Proof of each household member's identity. Bullet. A valid social security number for each household member that has a social security number. Bullet. Proof of residence. Bullet. A fuel and/or utility bill if you pay for heat, or proof that you pay rent which includes heat. Bullet. Documentation of income for all household members. Please see page 15 of the application instructions for specific types of acceptable documentation. In addition, new applicants will also need to have an interview, and you can choose either a phone interview or an in-person interview. However, if you do choose a phone interview, please include a working phone number and the best time to contact you for a phone interview in section 1 of your application. Where do I apply? You must apply in the county in which you currently reside. You can apply in person or mail in your application at the address stamped at the top of the application, or can find other local certifiers by checking our website at otda.ny.gov. My benefits. You may apply for HEAP online by going to mybenefits.ny.gov. Once your application for HEAP is submitted, you can check the status of your application on Dashline by using your secure online account at mybenefits.ny.gov. If your application is approved, the amount of the benefit is provided. You may be eligible for food assistance. Check your eligibility and apply for SNAP at mybenefits.ny.gov. Additional information about HEAP and other human services programs can be found at mybenefits.ny.gov. How will my benefit be paid? If you are approved and you pay for heat, your payment will be sent to your heating fuel vendor. Your eligibility notice will include the name of the vendor. If the vendor listed is not correct, notify the local social services district immediately. In some cases, your benefit will be paid to your electric company if heat is included in your rent. Your notice will tell you the amount of the benefit, how it will be paid, and how it was calculated. Vendors are not permitted to make deliveries until payment is received or until instructed to do so by the local social services district. Benefits may not be applied to prior deliveries for deliverable fuel sources. If you are in need of fuel before your vendor has received notification or payment, you must contact your local social services district. Regular HEAP benefits are intended to be a one-time supplement to your annual energy costs and are not intended to replace your personal payments. You must continue to pay your energy bills. What is a HEAP emergency? Bullet. You are out of fuel or have less than 1/4 tank of oil, kerosene, or propane, or less than a 10 (10)-day supply of other deliverable heating fuel. Bullet. Your natural gas or electric heat has been shut off or is scheduled to be shut off. Bullet. Applicant-owned heating equipment is not working. What if I have an emergency? HEAP benefits can assist with the following emergencies. Bullet. You are out of fuel or have less than 1/4 tank of oil, kerosene, or propane, or less than a 10 (10)-day supply of other deliverable heating fuel. Bullet. Your natural gas or electric heat has been shut off or is scheduled to be shut off. Bullet. Applicant-owned heating equipment is not working. Beginning of page 13. LDSS 3421AD open parenthesis revision 5/23 close parenthesis. If you have a heating emergency and have applied for, but have not received, your regular benefit, you should contact your local social services district after the program opens. Whenever possible, regular heat benefits are used first to resolve an energy emergency. Do not wait until you are out of heating fuel or your gas/electric service is off to request assistance. If your utility service is terminated, your utility company is not required to restore your service even if you are eligible for a heat benefit. Fair hearings. You have certain rights when filing your heat application. You have the right to be told if your application is approved or denied within 30 (30) business days of the date that the HEAP certifier receives your completed and signed application. The processing time for applications will not begin until program opening, even though you may have received an application prior to the program opening date as a part of our outreach effort. You have the right to request a conference and/or a fair hearing if it has been more than 30 (30) business days since the HEAP certifier received your signed and completed application (or it has been more than 30 (30) business days since program opening if the certifier received your application prior to program opening and you have not been told of the eligibility decision. If you would like a conference, you should ask for one as soon as possible. At the conference, if it is discovered that a wrong decision was made, or if because of information you provide, the decision has changed our original decision, corrective action will be taken. If you would like a conference, contact your local social services district at otda.ny.gov/programs/heap/contacts. This is only for requesting a conference. It is not how you ask for a fair hearing. If you ask for or have a conference, you are still entitled to a fair hearing. The Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance (OTDA) policy issuances and manuals are posted on the OTDA website at otda.ny.gov/legal. These issuances and manuals are available to you or your representative to determine whether a fair hearing should be requested or to prepare for a fair hearing. In addition, upon request to your local social services district, specific OTDA policy issuances and manuals will also be available to assist you or your representative. If you live anywhere in New York State, you may request a fair hearing by telephone, fax, online, or by writing to the address below. Telephone, statewide toll-free request number is 800-342-3334. Please have the notice, if any, with you when you call. Fax, your fair hearing request to 518-473-6735. Online, complete online request form at otda.ny.gov/oah/. In writing, for notices, fill in the supplied space and send a copy of the notice, or write to NYS Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance. Office of Administrative Hearings. P.O. Box 1930, Albany, NY 12201-1930. Beginning of page 14. LDSS 3421AD (revision 5/23). If you request a fair hearing, NYS will send you a notice of the time and place of the hearing. You have the right to be represented by legal counsel, a relative, friend, or other person, or to represent yourself. At the hearing, your attorney or other representative will have the opportunity to present written and oral evidence, as well as the opportunity to question any persons who appear at the hearing. Also, you have the right to bring witnesses to speak in your favor. You should bring to the hearing any documents that may be helpful in presenting your case. If you need free legal assistance, you may be able to obtain such assistance by contacting your local legal aid society or other legal advocate group. You may locate the nearest legal aid society or advocate group by checking the yellow pages under open quote lawyers close quote. You have the right to review your case record. Upon your request, you have the right to free copies of documents that your local Department of Social Services presents into evidence at the fair hearing. Also, upon request, You have the right to free copies of other documents from your case record that you need for your fair hearing. To request such documents or to find out how you may review your case record, contact your local social services district at otda.ny.gov/programs/heap/contacts. If you need someone who speaks Spanish, contact the NYSOTDA hotline at 1-800-342-3009. Other programs you may be eligible for. Weatherization assistance. You may also be eligible for weatherization assistance programs through NYS Homes and Community Renewal (HCR) or the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority (NYSERDA). A list of local weatherization sub-grantee contacts can be found at hcr.ny.gov/weatherization-providers. For more information on available NYSERDA energy services, visit nyserda.ny.gov. Your signature on the HEAP application allows a referral and exchange of information to be made to the weatherization assistance programs on your behalf. Utility Low Income Program. You may also be eligible to enroll in your utility company's low-income program. Your signature on the HEAP application allows a referral to be made to your utility company on your behalf. Beginning of page 15. LDSS 3421AD (Revision 5/23). Types of acceptable documentation, bullet, residence (where you live now), bullet, current rent receipt with name and address of tenant and landlord or lease with name and address, bullet, water, sewage, or tax bill, bullet, homeowners/renters insurance policy, bullet, utility bill, bullet, mortgage payment book/receipts with address, bullet, identity. You must provide one or more of the following for each person in your household, bullet, driver's license, bullet, photo ID, bullet, U.S. passport or naturalization certificate, bullet, hospital or doctor's records, bullet, adoption papers, bullet, school records, bullet, birth certificate or baptismal certificate asterisk, bullet, validated social security number asterisk, bullet, statement from another person asterisk. Asterisk 2 forms of proof required, bullet, social security number. You must provide valid social security numbers for all household members that have a social security number. Bullet, vulnerability. You must provide one of the following for proof of vulnerability for a vulnerable member of your household (children under 6 years of age, adults 60 years of age or older, or anyone with a disability bullet, birth certificate, bullet, baptismal certificate with date of birth, bullet, SSA award letter, bullet, passport, bullet, driver's license, bullet, written statement of eligibility for benefits, bullet, heating situation, bullet. If you pay a fuel or utility bill, provide a copy of your most recent fuel/utility bill or a statement from your vendor. If you do not pay for heat, provide a current rent receipt with name and address of tenant and landlord, lease with name and address, or statement from your landlord that indicates heat is included in your rent. Bullet, income, bullet. Pay stubs for the most recent (four weeks), bullet, if self-employed, business records for the most recent (three months) or your filed federal tax return for the current year, including all applicable schedules. Bullet, rental income slash expenses for previous (three months) or your filed federal tax return for the current year, including all applicable schedules. Bullet, child support or alimony slash spousal support, bullet, interest slash bank slash dividend or tax statement, bullet, statement from roomer slash boarder. Copy of award letter or official correspondence for the following, bullet, social security slash supplemental security income (SSI), bullet, veterans benefits, bullet, pensions, bullet, workers' compensation slash disability, bullet, unemployment insurance benefits. Applications may require additional documentation. You will be given a separate list of documentation you need to provide.
Beginning of next page.
NYS Agency Dash Based Voter Registration Form.
Open quote. If you are not registered to vote where you live now, would you like to apply to register here today? Close quote. If you do not check any box, you will be considered to have decided not to register to vote at this time. Check box unchecked. Yes. If you checked yes, please complete the voter registration application below. Check box unchecked. No, because I choose not to register. Or checkbox unchecked. I am already registered at my current address. Or checkbox unchecked. I asked for and received a mail registration form. Signature, blank space. Date, blank space. Slash, blank space. Slash, blank space. Please print name, blank space. Importance. Applying to register or declining to register to vote will not affect the amount of assistance that you will be provided by this agency. If you would like help filling out the voter registration application form, we will help you. The decision whether to seek or accept help is yours. You may fill out the application form in private. Información en español. Si le interesa obtener este formulario en español, llame al 1-800-367-86
中文资料，若您有兴趣索取中文资料表格，请电1-800-367-8683。
한국어한국어양식을원하시면1-800-367-8683으로전화하십시오
아프니저디에이폼티잉레지테페테찬타홀에액아춘어춘어
Voter registration application, open parenthesis, instructions on back, close parenthesis. Please print or type in blue or black ink. Checkbox unchecked.
Yes, I need an application for an absentee ballot.
Checkbox unchecked. Yes, I would like to be an election day worker. 1. Are you a U.S. citizen? Checkbox unchecked yes, checkbox unchecked no. If you answered no, do not complete this form.
2A. Will you be 18 years old on or before election day? Checkbox unchecked yes, checkbox unchecked no. B. Are you at least 16 years of age and understand that you must be 18 years of age on or before election day to vote? And that until you will be 18 years of age at the time of such election, your registration will be marked open quote pending close quote and you will be unable to cast a ballot in any election. Checkbox unchecked yes, checkbox unchecked no. If you answer no to both of the prior questions, you cannot register to vote.
For board use only.
3. Last name, blank space. First name, blank space. Middle initial, blank space. Suffix, blank space. 4. Address where you live, open parenthesis, do not give P.O. box, close parenthesis, blank space, apartment number, blank space, city slash town slash village, blank space, zip code, blank space, county, blank space. 5. Address where you get your mail, open parenthesis, if different than above, close parenthesis, blank space, P.O. box, star route, etc., blank space. Post office, blank space, zip code, blank space. 6. Date of birth, blank space. 7.
Gender,
open parenthesis, optional, close parenthesis, blank space. 8. Telephone, open parenthesis, optional, close parenthesis, blank space. Email, open parenthesis, optional, close parenthesis, blank space. 9. ID number, open parenthesis, check the applicable box and provide your number. Close parenthesis, checkbox unchecked, New York State, DMV number, blank space, checkbox unchecked, last four digits of your social security number, blank space, checkbox unchecked, I do not have a New York State, DMV, or social security number. 10. The last year you voted, blank space. Your address was, open parenthesis, give house number, street and city, close parenthesis, blank space, in county slash state, blank space, under the name, open parenthesis, if different from your name now, close parenthesis, blank space. 11. Political party. I wish to enroll in a political party. Checkbox unchecked, Democratic Party. Checkbox unchecked, Republican Party. Checkbox unchecked, Conservative Party. Checkbox unchecked, Working Families Party. Checkbox unchecked, other, blank space.
I do not wish to enroll in any political party and wish to be an independent voter.
Checkbox unchecked, no party. 12. Affidavit. I swear or affirm that, bullet, I am a citizen of the United States. Bullet, I will have lived in the county, city, or village for at least 30 days before the election. Bullet, I will meet all requirements to register to vote in New York State. Bullet, this is my signature or mark on the line below. Bullet, the above information is true. I understand that if it is not true, I can be convicted and fined up to $5,000 and slash or jailed for up to 4 years. Signature or mark in ink, blank space, date, blank space, slash, blank space, slash, blank space.
Donate life, New York State.
Open parenthesis, optional, close parenthesis, register to donate your organs and tissues. Last name, blank space, first name, blank space, middle initial, blank space, suffix, blank space, address, blank space, apartment number, blank space, city slash town slash village, blank space, zip code, blank space, birthday, blank space.
Gender.
Checkbox unchecked, M. Checkbox unchecked, F. Eye color, blank space. Height, blank space, feet, blank space, inches.
Email, blank space. DMV or ID NYC number, blank space.
By signing below, you certify that you are, bullet,
16 years of age or older.
Bullet. Consent to donate all of your organs and tissues for transplantation, research, or both. Bullet.
Authorizing the Board of Elections to provide your name and identifying information to NYS Donate Life Registry for enrollment.
Bullet.
And authorizing the registry to allow access to this information to federally regulated organ procurement organizations and NYS-licensed tissue and eye banks, and others approved by the NYS Commissioner of Health, hospitals upon your death.
Signature, blank space, date, blank space, slash, blank space, slash, blank space. Beginning of next page.
Qualifications for registration. You can use this form too. Bullet, register to vote in New York State. Bullet, change your name and slash or address if there is a change since you last voted. Bullet, enroll in a political party or change your enrollment. Bullet,
pre-register to vote if you are 16 or 17 years of age.
To register, you must, bullet, be a U.S. citizen. Bullet,
be 18 years old. Open parentheses, you may pre-register at 16 or 17, but cannot vote until you are 18. Close parentheses.
Bullet. Be a resident of the county or of the city of New York at least 30 days before an election. Bullet.
Not be in prison for a felony conviction.
Bullet.
Not claim the right to vote elsewhere and.
Bullet.
Not found to be incompetent by a court.
Important. If you believe that someone has interfered with your right to register or declined to register to vote, your right to privacy in deciding whether to register or in applying to register to vote, or your right to choose your own political party or other political preference, you may file a complaint with NYS Board of Elections, 40 North Pearl Street, Suite 5, Albany, NY, 12207-2729. Telephone 1-800-469-6872. TDD/TTY users contact the New York State Relay at 711 or visit our website -www.elections.ny.gov. Your decision to register will remain confidential and will be used only for voter registration purposes. Anyone not choosing to register to vote and/or information regarding the office to which the application was submitted will remain confidential, to be used only for voter registration purposes. Verifying your identity. We will try to check your identity before Election Day through the DMV number, open parenthesis, driver's license number, or non-driver ID number, close parenthesis, or the last four digits of your Social Security number, which you will fill in Box 9. If you do not have a DMV or Social Security number, you may use a valid photo ID, a current utility bill, bank statement, paycheck, government check, or some other government document that shows your name and address. You may include a copy of one of those types of ID with this form. If we are unable to verify your identity before Election Day, you will be asked for ID when you vote for the first time. To complete this form, it is a crime to procure a false registration or to furnish false information to the Board of Elections. Box 9, you must make one selection. For questions, refer to verifying your identity above. Box 10, if you have never voted before, write, open quotes, none, close quotes. If you can't remember when you last voted, put a question mark, open parenthesis, question mark, close parenthesis. If you voted before under a different name, put down that name. If not, write, open quotes, same, close quotes. Box 11, check one box only. Political party enrollment is optional, but that, in order to vote in a primary election of a political party, a voter must enroll in that political party unless state party rules allow otherwise.